Hello, my darlings. This is Isolde Trachtenberg, and welcome to the Isolde Tea Show. On the show, we'll be exploring how you can take control and become the person you most want to be. If you want some additional information and resources, head over to isoldetea.com. In the meantime, enjoy the show. Hello, my loves. Happy Wednesday evening. This is Isolde Tea coming at you. On this Wednesday before a holiday weekend in the USA, when so many people in this country are running around like crazy doing the last bits of business before we try to relax, I can't help wondering about what we tackle first. Of all the things we need to achieve, how do we choose what to focus on? I feel sometimes like the entire world has become one big hyper-stimulus, and we're all overstimulated kids running from one shiny pretty thing to another. Sometimes, of course, we're running from one crisis to another, but we're still running. So that makes me wonder, what do we focus on? How do we choose? Do we focus on the big picture, or do we try to find each little detail? Some people, like me, we make lists. We figure out the big project, and then we figure out step by step what are the small things we need to do in order to make that project shine. Sometimes, though, it's even too much for that. As part of my constant effort to come up with tangible, tactical, fun ways of dealing with some of these things, I've developed a way that I think is super effective and also super fun. And what's best, it lets us play with color and texture and a change of perspective. As part of this, I've developed a short video that shows how to do it, but I'm also going to include the audio portion of that video for you to listen to right here. All you need is a couple of pieces of paper and a pair of scissors. And heck, if you don't have scissors handy, you can just use your teeth or your nails. It will work either way, and if you go through the exercise, you'll see that it helps you change your perspective, because we want to be able to do that bird's eye view or that working ants view, one or the other, sometimes both, in order to be able to solve our issues, come up with our focus, and thrive. And that, after all, is what we're trying to do here, right? So if we're going to own our worlds, we need to know both that bird's eye view and the little working ant view. So without further ado, here we go. Ever have trouble focusing? Ever have trouble seeing the forest for the trees? Sometimes we just need to focus. We need to decide which one of those has the most importance. Do we need to see the bigger picture or the details? Do we need to see the eagle's bird's eye view or the busy ant's perspective in the weeds? Here's a quick and easy trick to help you figure that out. Grab a couple of pieces of paper and a pair of scissors. Now, take one of the pieces of paper and fold it in quarters. And do the same with the other one. Now grab the scissors and cut out a large quarter circle from the center of the folded area of one of the pieces of paper. When you've done that, take the second piece of folded paper and cut a small quarter circle from the center of the folds. If you're wondering why I'm asking you to do this, it's pretty simple. What we need to do is create a change of perspective. When you've done that, unfold the pieces of paper. One of the pieces of paper now has a large cutout circle in the center and the other a small one. Grab the piece of paper with the large circle and look through it. See what you see. You'll notice that you're seeing kind of the big picture. In this case, we're looking at a big room, and we're able to see multiple doors, tables, desks, and a long, in this case, dance floor. We can see the macro focus. We get a better idea of the larger picture or the bird's eye view. Go ahead and put that piece of paper down and look at the same scene, but with the smaller circle. Now you might be getting a different perspective. Take a look at what you might see. Now, instead of seeing the bigger picture, we're seeing the smaller details. We might only be able to focus on one thing at a time. For example, we might only focus on a door or a table. Instead of being able to see the entire thing, we can only see the smaller details. We can decide the way we want to focus, the bigger picture or the smaller details. So the next time you're struggling with an issue, take a couple of pieces of paper, cut out your circles, and look at the picture or the idea or the problem, both through the macro or the bigger circle or the micro, the smaller one. And let me know how it goes, because I believe sometimes all we need in order to succeed is that change of perspective. Until next time, this is Isolde T. Welcome back. As always, if you have any questions, find me on Twitter at Isolde T, I-Z-O-L-D-A-T, or drop me an email, isolde@isoldet.com. I'd love to hear from you. I hope you enjoyed today's show, and if you want to keep up with these episodes, consider subscribing to the podcast. Until next time, this is Isolde T, and I'm sending you all of my love. Thanks for joining us today, everybody. I hope you had as terrific a time as I did. Until next time, keep looking for inspiration to take control and own your world. This episode was produced by Isolde Trachtenberg. Today's music brought to you by Kevin MacLeod, Laser Groove, and Ave Marimba by Creative Commons License 3.0. This episode of Own Your World with Isolde T is copyright 2017 by Isolde Trachtenberg.